Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to listen to God together. First, let's hear from the Bible. Matthew chapter 18, verses 3 and 4. Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, unless you turn from your sins and become like little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. So anyone who becomes as humble as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." These words would have sounded very different to the disciples from how they sound to us these days. Happily, children have a very important and protected place in our society. We rightly pour enormous energies and resources into ensuring that children are given every opportunity to thrive and that they're brought up in a safe environment. The situation could hardly have been more different in Jesus' day, when children had no status and no protection in law, and they were seen as no more than potential adults. They were to be seen, but certainly not heard. For the disciples to be told that the only way into the kingdom of heaven was becoming like a child would have probably sounded insulting and certainly deeply shocking. The disciples were desperately concerned about their status and power, and Jesus' intention was to show them that entry into God's kingdom depended on the exact opposite. They needed to walk the path of humility, and that is still our calling today. George Bernard Shaw once wisely observed, "The church must learn humility as well as teach it." It's all very well to recognise Jesus' humility and his teaching on the subject, but we need to walk that path. And that comes no more easily to us today than it did to the disciples. We all like to feel that we're important and to feel secure with our identity. But Jesus invites us to turn the attention away from ourselves to others. Our motivating questions need to be, how can I best serve the people around me? How can I care for them and show God's love to them? Humility is not about trying to convince ourselves that we are nobodies and of no significance. That isn't true. We're made in the image of God and loved by him for all eternity. But we're called to live a life which focuses away from our selfish preoccupations and upon the needs and aspirations of others. Let me pray with you. Lord God, teach us what it means to live humbly today. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.